USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Families of service members killed during the disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan are demanding answers from the Biden administration. Yesterday, the Gold Star families gathered in Escondido, that's a suburb in North San Diego County. Mom Kelly Barnett lost her son to a suicide bomber at the Kabul airport.
The Biden administration, incompetent, cowards, evil.
Darren Hoover lost his son and accuses the Biden administration of taking a sick victory lap after the Afghan pullout.
To say that they're satisfied with the withdrawal of our troops is nothing short of disgusting and ignorant.
Republican Congressman Daryl Issa from California says this is only the beginning to hold the Biden administration accountable.
There are many, many questions unasked or unspoken today that have been asked that we will get to the bottom of.
Funeral services will be held this morning for Sinead O'Connor. The Grammy Award-winning Irish singer was found dead in her London home late last month at the age of 56. Her passing came a year after her 17-year-old son Shane took his own life. There will be a private service followed by a funeral procession along the seafront in the town of Bray in Ireland, where she lived for 15 years. An assassination attempt against Ukraine President Zelensky has been thwarted.
The detained woman has been interrogated in relation to her involvement in gathering intelligence about Zelensky's imminent travel plans. According to Ukraine's Secret Service, the informant sought to obtain his itinerary to share with Russian authorities. This development aligns with Ukraine's ongoing efforts to combat traitorous activities within its country. I'm John Schaefer.
College football starts soon here in America. Georgia sits atop the preseason coaches poll at number one. Thanks for listening. USA News.
Thinking of sharing a hotel room with your dog this summer? Hi, I'm Dr. Lori Teller, president of the American Veterinary Medical Association, with some tips. Before you book your stay, check if your dog is allowed and get an understanding about any other restrictions they may have on pets. Think about your dog's personality and health before bringing them. Sometimes boarding might be less stressful for Fido than a road trip and hotel stay. Make sure your dog is healthy and up to date on vaccinations. Pack a travel kit for your pooch with food, water, medications, leash, and more. Try to keep to your normal routine as much as possible when it comes to things like meals and walks. Consistency goes a long way. And keep pet etiquette in mind. Keep your dog on a leash in public places and don't leave them alone in the room for a long stretch. If left alone, puzzle feeders or long-lasting treats can help. There's more valuable pet information at avma.org.
Tesla's chief financial officer is stepping down. Zach Kirkhorn, who worked at the plant near Austin, Texas, had been with the electric car company for nearly 13 years. In a post to social media, he thanked Elon for his leadership and optimism. No reason was given, though, for his departure. Kirkhorn will be replaced by Tesla's chief accounting officer. A North Carolina home repair company is being ordered to pay tens of thousands of dollars for firing two workers who refused to participate in daily prayer meetings.
The federal complaint against Aurora Pro Services claims the company created a religiously hostile work environment. It alleges that leaders, including the owner, would read Bible scriptures and require employees to recite prayers in unison. Aurora's attorneys previously denied that the prayer meetings were mandatory. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Video conferencing company Zoom has told its workers to get back to their brick-and-mortar location.
There's a good chance you had a Zoom meeting while working from home during the pandemic, but now Zoom is telling its employees they have to go back to the office. A spokesperson for Zoom said the company believes a structured hybrid approach would be the most effective for its employees. Workers who live close to an office will be required to work on-site to interact with their teams. Zoom became the way people held meetings while working from home during the height of the pandemic. I'm John Schaefer.
Thanks for being there. Lance Pry, USA News.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try new Crest Advanced Gum Restore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, new Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days.
Oh, mouth.
Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.